This is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. It is great to have you with me. Today we're going to be listening to the English-Australian instrumental rock group called Sky and the song Carillion from their 1979 debut album, also called Sky. For many, Sky was considered a supergroup of masterly musicians who combined a wide variety of musical styles but focused predominantly on rock, classical and jazz. The original and most well-known lineup included classical guitarist John Williams, bass player Herbie Flowers, electric guitarist Kevin Peake, drummer Tristan Fry, and keyboard player Francis Bunkman. Each member had already achieved significant musical milestones before coming together to form Sky in 1978. John Williams was a renowned classical guitarist whose extraordinarily long discography begins in 1958. For his 1971 album Changes, which was his first non-classical music recording and the first on which he played electric guitar, he worked with Flowers and Fry for the first time. They continued to work together through the 70s, and on Williams' 1978 album Travelling, Monkman from renowned UK outfit Curved Air also featured. Monkman was the link to Peake, who himself played for a range of top-shelf performers like Tom Jones and Shirley Bassey. The success of the album Travelling is what spurred on Williams and Flowers to create Sky, and Fry, Monkman and Peake quickly joined in. The idea was to be an ongoing band and to present music that was instrumental and crossed many genres. Apparently the search for a supportive record company was a lot harder than you would think for a band of such pedigree. Eventually signed by Aurelia Records, their star rose rapidly and shone very brightly indeed. Although all members contributed to the musical arrangements, the presence of John Williams in the lineup was regarded as the band's biggest selling point. Williams' concurrent solo instrumental hit, Cavatina, theme from The Deer Hunter, also helped to raise the band's profile. Sky's 1979 self-titled debut album was highly successful, and the band toured the UK with sold-out concerts at revered locations like the Royal Albert Hall in London. Sky 2 was released by the same lineup in 1980. A further five albums were released, with 1987's Mozart being the final. Throughout their career, and perhaps due to their pedigree and the style of music they were playing, Sky had to deal with naysayers. This began with critics accustomed to Williams's classical performances who remained unimpressed by his new direction with Sky. I have chosen the song Carillion from the first album to play to you today, as I think it is a really good example of what the band were all about. In its short length, it starts sounding like a classical guitar piece before morphing into something more expected of a progressive rock band. If you like this track, then there is a whole world of Sky for you to discover. Here is the track Carillion from Sky's 1979 self-titled debut album.